it's the automatic blocking thing, but you've got like large spaces between 9, 3 in the fourth line. And it also is, I see the first line between 216, comma, and then it's a space 9. So I don't know how you fix that, but it's a problem when it comes to the numbers.
Okay, thanks. Then we're on page 3. Thank you. Then we go to 4, that deals with firemen and rollovers.
Listen.
Honourable Adams, yes.
Just on page 3.
Yes.
Why isn't there consistency when they put the numbers down? In the first paragraph they use, is that a comma or a...
comma.
Is that a comma? Mm. And then the second one, is that a comma?
No, you're quite right. First line of the second part, the full stop.
Mm.
Absolutely right. And the next line.
Yeah. Just a matter of consistency. Yeah. And why don't they use, when they put in the table, they don't use any comma or a point there? Why didn't they use one system right through?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
In the table. Paragraph 1 and 2.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that, Honourable Adams. We then
go. The
yeah, because it's indicated thousands, yeah.
216,000,
yeah. That's right.
The others are points.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's definitely, what are we supposed to use these days? A comma?
Yeah, these spelling rules, they change, you know.
Oh, no, he uses full stops, but he's old school.
Old school.
Old
school this morning on the Friday. Okay, page 4. Payments, rollovers, the unauthorized expenditure, irregular expenditure, and then the fruitless and wasteful as well.
Should equipment not have a capital E? Machinery is capital. Machinery and equipment. In the first paragraph.
So there's two or three instances.
Mention a couple. Compensation with capital, then of employees should be capital, because it's the fund.
In the second paragraph.
Goods and services should be a capital.
Honourable Adams?
The same. On page 3, they wrote 136, second last paragraph, thousands. They wrote it like that. But on page 4, they say 175,000, and then I did out.
Yeah, we need consistency. I think the secretary must just be written out. Yeah, no, thanks for that, Honourable Adams. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate.
Chairperson.
Honourable Markey.
Are we on page 4?
On page 4, that's right.
It looks very, very funny to write it 175,000 in words.
Yeah. I think that's the same point by Honourable Adams. Yes. No, thank you for that.
I think that it usually should be thousands
with
3 zeros. And then million used then
But sometimes Treasury also used the thousand.
Sometimes
in some of the documents, it's quite interesting. If you look at the ETF, yeah, you know, it's very interesting. No, maybe also program expenditure 3.1 should be at the top of the just to see if it's possible.
There's a formatting fee.
Okay.
It has to follow under each other.
Okay, I understand.
So, Chair, can we just take it that you'll go through all the figures, like in the last paragraph, you've again got a full stop as opposed to comma.
Yeah.
Some words are written out from the thousand, some not. So that's just a formatting thing you'll go. So we won't raise it every time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find it.
Next thing, we can adopt page 4, we can move to page 5. That deals with program 1, 2, services and contingent liabilities.
Okay.
check the heads, were they appointed in the second quarter?
In the second quarter.
He announced in the last meeting that we had with IPED that they've appointed it.
Obviously, I see. Welcome to a very important member of the quorum team. Welcome. Welcome, Mr. Twala. There's breakfast outside. You're very welcome. And we will even serve you lunch to keep you here.
Welcome. Maybe just indicate you're on page 5 of the IPED report.
Right, if there's nothing on page 5, we can adopt it if there's agreement.
Can I ask,
yes.
In program 2,
yes. Thanks for that, honourable member. So that then deals with page 5. We go then to page 6. That deals with the predetermined objectives and then also supply chain, human resource management, material errors, financial performance management, as well as the response by the department. And maybe also that paragraph again at the bottom, monthly basis, and the IPED, they can just be a space. Yes, you know, honourable. No, you're welcome.
V.
Yes.
What does SBV4 mean? Is it an SBV4? Is it a form?
Honourable Chair, I think it's a form that they must fill in terms of the old procedures.
If it's a form, it should say not obtaining an SBV4. But, you know, for someone, they always say we should make these reports that someone not familiar with it should understand it.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily. So, an SBV4, something or other form from suppliers.
No, I think because it's referred to in the AG's report as well as one of the issues, so if we can just do the full reference, you know, the full SBD explanation of what it is. Because again, I think Honourable Colobon is 100% correct. It's about somebody who's reading the report now, what is an SBD?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm saying that.
Yeah. It will be something like a BRRR, you know. Thanks for that.
Chairperson, I want to take you back just for my contingent liability. I've been asking myself, I checked in the dictionaries and so on. It doesn't add up for me, the contingent and the liability. I can't get it right. What type of, I don't know what that is. I even asked my kids to check the dictionary.
We will ask other members to assess, but I mean it's about the liability that might be part of your financial expenditure in future, so you make provision for that, that it might arise in future, so you must make provision for that if it arises. But it's not sure that it will, I mean it's not 100% that it will arise, but you must make provision because it's prudent in terms of conservative financial accounting. That you make provision for that.
Yeah, that's exactly. A person like an actuarial scientist, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they predict in the future and they say, okay, we're going to predict, looking at everything that's happened in the last 10 years, that actually police are going to shoot 20 civilians, run out of three and break the other. And they predict that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, if that happens and they all sue us and they all win their cases, we may have to pay out, what are we up to now, a third of the SAPS budget. Obviously, it doesn't always happen, but they have to be ready just in case the worst. They're preparing for a rainy day. That's all it is.
Thank you very much. But if you check in the dictionary, they don't add up. The liability and the contingent, they give you a different. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for that. Honourable Bailey.
Sorry, just on page 6. there are this the paragraph supply chain management, third last line, there's a word missing there where it should say they should perform background checks of suppliers to ensure that the rest of companies are not employed in governments.
Wow.
Yeah.
We nearly made it compulsory.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that would be really rewriting the
supply chain
rules.
You just earned your salary.
Thank you.
And in the next paragraph, in the third line, it should say there was also no evidence to indicate activities of system controllers were reviewed by an independent person. There's a by missing there.
Can you just maybe the reference what paragraphs?
Oh, sorry, it's the next human resource management. The next paragraph,
yeah.
Third last line is controllers were reviewed by an independent person.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Shouldn't that be a capital or program three? Third bullet from the top. Capital. Management in the middle, fourth bullet.
The sub-programs are all
categorized in the list, yeah. I just want to, is it civilian secretariat for police services?
No,
civilian secretariat for police. Yeah. So services should just be deleted? Otherwise we create a new institution. Maybe just the capital for a performance measurement, if you want to be key outputs. Right, colleagues, if there's nothing else, we can then adopt page 7 with amendments. Then
chapter 7.
Honourable Markey.
Page 7, policies and guidelines. That informs the standard operating procedures. Shouldn't we have some capital letters there?
In terms of SOEs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Standard operating procedures.
The content advised Honorable Kalibana.
Exactly that. He was referring to something different, but it should actually be that inform. Policies and guidelines are two words. Guidelines that inform.
Thanks for that. May we adopt the reworded amendment, page 7. So we go to page 8. Now maybe just below the table, we indicated there that it's 6 targets of which it achieved 4. So we must also be, you know, writing it out, or we just use the numeric sign.
All
single digit
numbers.
Yeah. So we can just have that as well. So on the financial strategic report submitted.
22 and 0.
And there's a 7, yeah. Opposite the 50%. Under financial strategic, there's another 7. Not
and then also a capital, full stop after the
Ukraine.
The picture will improve during the 2014-15 period. Financial year, I think maybe we must just add the picture will improve during the 2014-15 financial year.
The time frame not 1 word.
It's 1 word.
It's 1 word. Could you close the gap? And then put the full stop.
Thank you very much for that. colleagues, is page 8 fine with you? Yes.
I'm not sure if you must have pointed out the missing comma at the end of the 10% vacancy rate section.
What's
that?
Yeah, we indicated already. Yeah. Right, page 8 we then approve. Then we go to page 9. Maybe in the last paragraph also again the question of the two of the 18 targets only two achieved, just to ensure that we write through consistent. Anything else on 10? So that we can approve with amendments. Thank you. Then page 11.
Angie, why are you so quiet? You would come up with something. I'm telling you, waiting around. Now I'm worried
for. She's waiting for the police report.
Ah.
I bet it's just the entry.
So just on page 11, are we on 11? Did I jump ahead? Sorry. Are we on 11?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I thought I jumped ahead.
No.
And the last line of the second bullet point, there's I think a word missing or a punctuation missing. The target was 50% reduction of such cases was exceeded. There's something missing there. I think it's meant to be there was a 50% reduction of such cases. Sorry.
No, the target.
The targets were 50% reduction.
Oh, the target was a 50% reduction of such.
Of such cases, which was exceeded
which
by 2%.
Exceeded.
Yeah, sorry.
Which was.
There's a wish missing, which was exceeded by 2%.
Thank you very much for that.
A witch has him to overnight.
No. Right, page 11, can we adopt with amendment? Then page 12. Maybe just the 52 and the 88 on the actuals, just to bring them to adjusted to the middle. Right, anything else on 12, Honourable Molobatsi?
Yeah, on the first column, the performance indicator, the consistency.
Sorry?
Consistency.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Percentage, the word percentage or the symbol.
Thank you for that. Anything else on 12, Honourable Market?
The second last block, percentage annual reduction of backlog investigations. The previously number of backlog investigations, I can't get through that one. It's saying percentage annual reduction of backlog investigations, previously number of backlog investigations. Doesn't seem to make sense to me, and I don't even have an idea what were they trying to say.
Yeah, I think the content advice indicates that last two sentences should be deleted. Previously number of backlog investigations, that the second one should be deleted. Right, thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Adams?
Just on the layout, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Block. The 20% should be more to the left. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And the next one, the 52% on percentage reduction of annuals brought forward. It should be space to the right.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember
the
last one.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Thank you very much. We then adopt with amendments page 12, then page 13.
The same thing with the 86 and the 99.
Yeah, on the actual, thanks for that.
Yeah.
And the recommendation. Let's start at the last two. Which way they stand?
Yes.
In comparison with the others.
You're quite right. Flip them over.
Right, on page 13, under cases.
Sorry, the first line under cases, the way the sentence is written, it sounds like the two numbers should add up, but they don't, and I think there's a reason why they don't add up. Then the sentence must just be rewritten so as not to seem to make that assumption. Because it says they received 5745 cases and carried over 549, resulting in that in the workload of 7277. But those two numbers don't add up to 7277. So obviously there was another
total.
No, they should add up. I mean, that's how the sentence reads.
Yeah. So either the sentence, either the numbers are correct, but the sentence is giving the wrong impression, or the sentence is correct, but there was an addition sort of mistake. Yeah.
Only
adds
up to 6294.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you see resulting, then it's, yeah.
Get up
yeah.
So if we can just maybe attend to that, Secretariat. Thank you very much for that, Honourable Bailey.
And I think also just check that the numbers in the bullet points add up to that total, because if they don't, If you're looking at the 549 that's been pulled over from, I presume, when you say carried over, is it just from the previous year?
From the previous financial year.
From the previous financial year. Then I don't know that there shouldn't be a reference to how many of those were assaults, firearms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because you've left, you know, those out of the reporting system.
Right, anything else on page 13? Right, can we then approve it with amendments? then page 14. Honourable Adams.
Question. Why don't you break up, you say majority of cases, why don't you break up all provinces? You name three provinces, but why don't you break up all provinces so that we have that there is an overview of how it is, what's happening right through the country, that the majority of cases were reported?
Content advisor, can you maybe just respond?
I think for the purpose of the report, we just wanted to indicate which were the biggest provinces with the most cases, rather than all of the provinces. But we can do it in that way if you need to.
I'm fine with this comment of Russia.
But the Northern Cape is there, Honourable Adams. Northwest.
You know, we
inevitably be asked
by, but what happened in my province? And then you go,
yeah,
give them your phone number. I'm not sure what to do
then.
I've gone to
the
That's a good idea.
It's once again a question of balance. On the one hand, you can't, you know, translate the whole report into the PRR.
No.
And on the other hand, you must say, well, this is the highlight. So it's a difficult one. Sometimes you must make a call. Right?
Although I'm not a member of this committee, there is an open state in usage of acronym MPS. Although on top there it shows municipal police services, why can't it be shown that later this MPS, let's say here we say municipal police services, no? In brackets we say MPS, yes, so that whoever reads this documents knows very well that it refers to municipal police services. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much for that kind contribution.
That same acronym was used in 72, and there wasn't given an explanation for MPA.
Can we ask, was municipal police service used at any stage before
page 7?
On
page
1. On page 1.
In the introduction.
On page 1 you used MPS.
In the introduction.
So just use the
full one should come out and just put MPS there. Right, anything else on page 14? Honourable Mulabachi.
It's a paragraph. It's a second line.
Yes.
Yeah. 133 suspects were shot with service firearms, because it was not one firearm.
On the top of page 14, Honourable Mulabachi is making the point in the second sentence. He says that the A should not be there.
And it must be firearms, because not only one firearm was used. The next one is 321 cases of rape by not a police officer. It was not one police officer.
Thank you very much.
It was rape by police officers.
Plural.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Wouldn't that give you an impression that all of them raped one person? If you say raped by police officers, now I'm just asking.
MPS action.
Only
Assembly.
Municipal Service, okay.
But on the point of that, I think one of the members was starting to hint at it. Although on page one, the first time that MPS is explained out, it is Metropolitan Police Service. On page 13, it's with the word municipal.
Yeah.
So I think we just clarify what however the act refers to, then that's the full term.
Yeah. Okay, it should be municipal police.
Okay.
Thanks for that. So we're back on page 14. Can you just use the mic, please? The content advisor.
My apologies. If these cases are not finalized, why don't we also on the third paragraph use incident a member allegedly raped? Because if you say raped, what if he's not found guilty then since IPD?
Mm.
If not finalized, we use the same allegedly raped. Mm. Isn't it? Is that
here? I've received a threat of 121 cases of rape by the officer.
In another incident.
Alleged rape.
Okay,
yes.
Now, are these cases that they have found and the people have been found guilty, or are these just simply we received allegations?
It's allegations.
It's reported.
So that's why they're categorized in the annual report as raped by a police officer.
Okay.
And the second paragraph that the Honourable Member was referring to is a case that was quoted there in one of the cases. An on-duty member allegedly raped a minor by taking. So I think they wanted to highlight the case.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Thanks.
I wonder if we shouldn't have in 9.3 domestic violence dash related deaths. You know, violence related deaths or drug related deaths or anything. Usually there's a hyphen.
Yeah.
It's line 3.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, the domestic violence related deaths, the 32. Yes. Okay. Anything else on page 14?
Is Metro Police not supposed to be capital? Second paragraph, third line.
Thanks for
that. See, there you say the member involved was reported to me.
Right, anything else on 14?
First paragraph. The third slide from the bottom. Of these 35. Why do you write it out and then in brackets the number? And you say 29% of the total. Why don't you give a number there? Why do you go to percentage there?
Thank you very much, Honourable Adams. We will do that. We will do the amendment, Honourable Bailey. Chair, under the second last paragraph, the disciplinary recommendations, there's just, we need to reverse Eastern Cape with Western Cape, because the number's higher in the Western Cape. So highest number were made by Western Cape 220, followed by Eastern Cape 218, and then carry on. Right. So you're protecting your province. it's a pure number logic issue, Chair. 220 is higher than 218.
No, I'm just joking. Right. Anything on 14?
I don't think also you need a comma after and. At the last line of disciplinary recommendations. And then you pause for a while, more than head and above. What is that? We're counting. Actually, it should be counting.
Comma.
62, comma. Take out the and. Northern Cape and the above. All
right. Right. After 14 minutes, can we adopt page 14? Thank you very much.
Are we on the clock?
No, I'm saying we spend our 14 minutes on page 14. So just want to give you some averages. So we're now on page 15. Legal services and also the columns dealing with the performance information.
There's only one.
On the rule.
Yeah,
there's
one that I do like say when
Mike, please.
For the output of the program, output. Paragraph,
investigation,
okay.
And then the legal program itself, the last paragraph, the last line, last line, and last paragraph. The program is, it reads, it achieved only one of the six predetermined performance targets, which gives the program a success rate of A, not S success.
Thank you very much for that, Honorable Tala.
Also, the CSR sub-program, so it should have all be in capitals, legal and litigation advisory services, and all the others, I think, they're headed, so capitalized, and in the second two bullets.
The first paragraph, Jefferson.
Yes.
The sentence is very, very long. I think on the second line, after ambit of the law, there must be a comma there.
What? I'm sorry, I missed it. Where is it?
The second line in the first paragraph.
Yes.
The purpose.
The purpose of the
legal services.
Within the ambit of the law, comma.
Thank you very much, Honorable Markey. Right, we can adopt in page 15 with the amendments. Then we go to page 16. We come down to also committee key findings. So if members can just also look closely whether those findings reflect our comments. Yes.
Yes, paragraph. As shown in the above table, program pre-identified a total of six predetermined targets of the deadline. Of the six targets, only
one
was reported.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mulabachi. Honorable Mabija, welcome.
It sounds so wrong calling 16
on
success rate.
Honorable Mabija.
Item 5 on page 16, that's committee key findings. The committee observed a number of areas from the IPED report that it need attention. I should think that it should be deleted, and it will read IPED report that needs attention.
Thank you very much for that.
Another one? The last line of the second paragraph, the visions provided to the non-tenured targets was the latch. So were the latch... No, it shouldn't be. It should be the reason provided for the non-tenured targets was. So just cut the edge of reason.
Thank you very much.
Sorry,
can I just check in terms of the second line of the first paragraph, because the year under review was 2013-14, should the year with reference to the predetermined targets not be also 13-14 as opposed to 12-13, because it says identified six targets for the 12-13.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Thank you for that.
Under spending, under 5. The committee noted its serious concerns. I don't think we need that
serious concern.
Delete the issue.
We deleted the whole it.
Serious about this. Serious concern. B, understanding.
So what is the proposal?
Just take out
the budget.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Honorable.
The next one under skills gap, the committee noted the fact.
Okay.
showed that there were skills gaps in IFIT.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's which showed. Skills gaps in IFIT. And this was picked up by the Asian that the staff should be held accountable. Or that the staff should, no, maybe it's not. The staff should be held accountable.
Yeah.
That can be left like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it maybe the lack of capacity rather than the question of capacity? The lack of capacity within the financial management section has contributed. I think consequence management.
Lack of consequences.
Or management.
Consequence management.
Yeah, the AG said consequence management. So if we can just make.
Contingent liability. The lease agreement between K-Sans and the IP. The K-Sans looks a bit out of place, unlike in page 5. I'm not sure whether it's the same people, because on page 5 is K.E. something, that's meant C.D.
You're correct, absolutely correct.
I think it must be written, otherwise it might be a different K.E. sounds.
Different sounds.
Different sounds, but the K being right.
No, thank you very much for that, Mr. Morgan.
At the end of that sentence,
yes.
I seem to recall that, you know, this whole issue of this lease agreement, everywhere you look, there are lease agreement
yeah.
drama, this particular one, still not been resolved. Dragged on for second year, and we wanted assurances that the matter would be resolved.
Mm.
Well, it will be, but it might be in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
So I think we sort of said we want it resolved
as
now,
soon as
so
soon
it's taken off the books, and we don't sit again next
yeah.
year saying, oh, gee, look, your sons are still getting rent for a building that we're not in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, maybe just to maybe
as a matter of
urgency.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Wouldn't that be in the recommendations?
It is in the recommendations. But let's just drag it, we'll come to the recommendations quite soon. Anything else on page 16?
Just the irregular expenditure?
Yes.
You got that.
Right.
Sorry, I think this quite makes sense. The committee noted its concerns about the irregular expenditure, which is singular, especially in the view of the fact that a large portion of those was unpaid fines. That's not English.
It's irregular expenditure. That's paragraph. Yeah.
A large portion of it
was
related to unpaid fines by staff members. Would that be better?
Maybe we must also classify, say, traffic fines, because that is what the AG reports.
Yes.
Is. Fines can be anything.
That's quite right. In view of the fact that a large portion, irregular expenditure, so it's if, a large portion of it, related to unpaid traffic fines by staff members. So not the change of that.
Right, anything else on 16? We then adopt 16 with those amendments. Thank you, members, for your contributions. Then we go to 17, starting with vacancies and ending with implementation of IFIT recommendations.
The person, for consistency's sake, the very first sentence, senior management, I've noticed that in the previous pages, return as SMS, or if not, then let the senior manager, management be in capital letters.
What, and what about provincial head? Is that capitalized? I can't remember. Not. I don't know. I don't. Just.
Thank you for that, Honourable Markey. Yeah, on the information communication plan, the last sentence, I think it should be ICT governance, because ICT is anyway a priority, but it's about ICT governance in the department that is. Thank you for that, Honourable Adams. So we'll just write that up. MOU with the Department of Public Works.
Chair, I think also for the fourth last paragraph, service delivery improvement plan, the I should also be capitalized with the rest of that word. Service delivery improvement plan.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the I should be capitalized.
Yeah. In the third paragraph, the last sentence, there also was no indicator. Okay, that's very badly. I would prefer something like neither was there an indicator that spoke to the relationship of the committee.
Mm. Thanks for that. Maybe on community interactions as well, that last sentence. The committee wanted to know if there are any impact assessments done on the public events presented by IPED or conducted by IPED. Anything else? Legal services?
Jefferson, the last, shall I call it a bullet point, predetermined objectives. The second sentence doesn't seem to make especially on the shifting targets. The committee was of the opinion that the shifting targets, seems as if these targets are shifting on their own.
Let me tell you what they do in the two parts. They shift all over the
place. Yeah, it doesn't sound right, and I don't have any recommendations. And the very last sentence, the committee was also concerned that the legal services program did not achieve its targets as a result of the capacity in the unit. Doesn't the capacity need to be qualified in some way? What sort of capacity are we talking about?
Lack of capacity. Thank you for that, Honourable Markey.
Chair, the information communication plan paragraph, the second line, I hope I didn't miss the correction earlier, but I think that has after delays should be have. Because the delays have financial consequences.
Can I do two here?
Yeah.
Under service delivery improvement plan, the last sentence says, it's a request that the IPED makes further details available to the further details. So that's a problem. It's not, doesn't say anything at all in English. And also under predetermined objectives, third line up, you refer to 90 written out, day limit. It should be 90-day.
Thank you very much for that. So we skipped the two further delays on the service delivery improvement plan. Right, anything else on 17? Thank you, members, for your input again, and we then adopt it as amended. Then page 18 deals with systemic corruption, baseline cuts, and then also the committee recommendations, financial recommendations, and also administrative recommendations. Thanks for that, Honourable Colour Barnard.
Chairperson, second paragraph, systemic corruption, the last sentence. Committee wanted to know what types of cases would constitute cases of systemic corruption, and that IPIC must produce such policy. Draft maybe would be the right term, according to me. Must produce. I think if we say draft, produces as if they are having it somewhere in
such.
I just want to factually correctness of the financial recommendations, the last sentence. The committee recommends in support of the additional funding request for the 2015-16 financial year. Now, did they make any additional financial? No, they didn't. They didn't make.
I didn't understand. If you could repeat for me, I didn't understand what you said about the bullet point.
Oh, under financial recommendations, it says the committee recommends the following. The committee recommends a support of the additional funding request for the 2015-16 financial year. But there was no additional funding request before us.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. In 2 weeks' time, yeah.
Now, this here says IFED must provide a copy of the financial turnaround strategy by the end of November. So we're not going to be hearing about that yet in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time, the focus is really on the implementation of the Act. You know, whether they will be able to do it in 10 days, I doubt that. You know, we adopt today. They must have enough time to come with the...
Let's come back another time.
Yeah. Because remember, this must also be adopted by the House. So we reckon by next week it will go to the House.
Yeah.
So they must have at least 2 weeks, you know,
that, yeah.
You know, to and we'll only really be able to look at it next year when we come back. To be realistic. But I mean, we must give deadlines. I mean, that's critical. We must give deadlines to the partners. If we don't give deadlines, it's an open-ended thing. We're going to deal with this, you know, next year, so we must be very strict. There must be deadlines. Right, under administrative recommendations, is there anything, colleagues?
As we talk about the deadlines, as I recall, we always used to, Babalwa used to run like a diary thing and fill it. The deadline for this report, the arrival was that day, so that we were always on top, and when they didn't arrive, which they never do,
then somebody shouts.
Chair, on the third bullet point, under the administrative recommendations, if I'm not mistaken, it's that shouldn't say management forum, it should say consultative forum. Because I think the management forum, if I recall the act correctly, refers to the forum of the
provincial heads.
The directors of provincial heads, yeah. Whereas the CSP and the IPED of the consultative, the one that should be, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Mbele. Consultative forum, yes, no, absolutely correct.
Chairperson, just for myself to understand, if we say recommendations, it means that it's not binding. I mean, I just want to understand or how what do we mean by? I mean, it might be the wording that is used, but if we say we recommend and then they don't do it.
Well, again, I don't want to go
is
back
it,
to the. I don't want to go back to the. Remember, there was two workshops on the BRRR process presented by Parliament, and there was the whole discussion on how these recommendations is going to be adopted by the House, and then National Treasury give comments on it, and of course the Minister. So they will come back to us on that issue, and that will be reflected in the Treasury's document later. So it's recommendations.
Okay.
Honourable Mabija.
But in the simple understanding of these recommendations, recommendation is as simple as suggestions. They are in no way binding. They can be there. And if we don't take them as they are not binding. And they'll never be binding. Recommendations will never be binding, no matter they come from the powers that be, but the genuine meaning of this it is that they are suggestions that are written down, and they can never be bounded.
Yeah, so what it means is we don't have to keep on asking them, why didn't you implement my recommendations?
The past SAPs have recommended all the recommendations. That is ongoing practice. But colleagues, that debate was, as I said, discussed in detail in the BRRR workshops. There was two held open to all members. Now, if we're going to discuss that, I'm not going there. Really, let's academic debate and let's move on. We're on page 18. Anything else? The last issue was Honourable Mbele referred to the consultative forum. Right, we can adopt page 18 as amended. We go to page 9. Sorry, Honourable Gobo.
Okay, the last bullet. 18. The committee encourages the directorate to improve the gender equity within its senior management structure and bring it to 50% female representation. The committee further emphasizes the fact that 50% female representation, I think it's too much repetition there. Maybe if the committee encourages the directorate to improve gender parity in their management in line with the government's priority.
Well, thank you for that. Then we adopt page 18 as amended. We go to page 19.
On investigation and information management recommendation, the first bullet, the second line, follows up on all such.
Thank you very much.
Can I just ask in the second bullet under investigations and information management, why is investigation and information management in our committee recommends that the director be finding that information. Information and communication plan.
Chair, the what's this, fifth bullet point, committee recommends directorate should make a copy of its SDIP available to the committee. Because it just says make a copy to the committee. Yeah.
I just read that as
well. I see they've done that now this week. Maybe this just on legal recommendations. I think maybe we've the secretariat's duty. The third bullet, before conclusion, the committee recommends that legal service units pass to the legislative imperative such as the white paper on police, the review of the subject, the white paper on policing. That is the secretariat's duty, not items.
Not items.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's
making a wrong insertion. Yeah.
Five committee key findings. Then we have on page 18, 6.1 committee recommendation. Then we have 7, 6.1. It should be 6. 6 committee recommendation. I didn't hear you say 7.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Chairperson, under investigations and information management recommendation, the very last bullet point, the committee recommends that the systemic corruption strategy, is it, do they have that, or does this needs to be in small letters, not capital letters? Do we have such a document, or are we simply talking about a strategy that I'm not very sure, because...
No, I think, remember, the content advisor was correct me, I think that indicated previously that they're working on such a document. And you see, our view is, in terms of the Act, that is a focus area, and they must come now up and finalize it. Otherwise, they'll get money for, you know, to deal with that issue, and they must have a framework. So we are actually urging them to, you know, get it done.
Then shouldn't it be small letters? Because otherwise, if it's in capital letters, it means we have that strategic document. Thank you.
You want to replace enjoy? What do you propose?
We'll have.
We'll have, yeah. Thank you.
If I may, on page 19, the last paragraph, just kind of say, the first sentence, especially considering that only the second year in which the IPED functions under the operationalization of the IPED Act.
should it not just be functions in terms of the IPAD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one there. And then, you know, I thought the acting executive director worked very hard and did a very good job. But we're all saying, they did this despite the fact they had that terrible woman there. I think it just sounds rude. And I don't think we have to keep on saying, there was only an acting person. She worked 24 hours a day. So I'm a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that sentence
comes
from... And
perhaps we should extend our thanks to her for having done the job for you.
Yeah, because the AG usually takes the kind of argument that if there's not permanent people appointed there, that's a kind of general approach, and maybe that's where it's coming from. You know, if there's not permanent placement of people, but I hear what you're saying.
You know, this is despite the fact that she worked there.
Yeah, maybe we can just scrap that sentence.
Maybe just scrap the sentence. Really, if I had been that person for a year, I'd be quite impulsive about that. On the final page, on the second paragraph, oversight over the South African Peace Service, you say services, the South African Peace Service and the four services that should add the, and the Metropolitan. And the paragraph after that, the second sentence, the committee therefore supports, was an S, the IPAD. Yeah.
And the last page, Jefferson, the second paragraph, the committee is of the view that the litmus test, which I don't know what it is, for IPAD is improved trust in the police service. I don't think it's improved trust. I don't think it makes sense.
No, I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I don't know what the test is, as I said.
Remember that the NDP, and we emphasized it during this short period also of the parliamentary term, is that the NDP indicates in chapter 7 that one of the ultimate goals is to ensure that we improve the trust of the people in the police. And there's various institutions that must contribute to that. Of course, the police is one of them, but the two other institutions doing oversight, the Secretariat and IPAD, must contribute to that trust. So if they are successful in terms of implementing the Act, going after errant police persons, that the recommendations are enforced, that means that people will know that the police are under good civilian oversight. So that is really the rationale for it.
But is the sentence construction also correct?
Yes.
No.
What do you suggest?
No. I can't suggest because I don't know the litmus test. Maybe that's what is confusing.
The proof in the pudding.
Chair, I would suggest that to further assist Honourable Mark and myself, we get the sentence to read, the committee is of the view that litmus test for IPAD is improved trust in the police service by citizens and a reduction of police brutality and criminality. But I think we need to spell out who ought to have that kind of trust.
No, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for contributing to that mistake.
I think the next 2 lines, it is requested that the Minister of Police ensures implementation. I think the Minister of Police should ensure.
Yeah.
We are not requesting him to do that, but we are actually enforcing that. And on that note, I'm sure the committee has reached a quorum. Can the foreign alliance be
excused?
How many do we need?
Six.
Six.
Four.
Yeah, let's just doctor, of course, we're going to have anyway comfort break before we tackle the big one.
Yeah.
Right? Anything else on 20? Right, members, thank you very much for your very good input. Can we then put the report for adoption as amended? Can we get a proposal? Honorable Kola Barnard, the seconder. Honorable Morabatsi. Thank you very much, and a very special word of welcome
yes.
to our three visitors.
Thank you for your input. Wonderful input.
Can't
we keep them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They did very, very well.
Chairperson, we still have got another report.
You are already good.
Yeah.
Kind of
we've got enough.
So, members, let's take just a 5-minute comfort break, get some tea and coffee, and then we come back to deal with the police report.
Some standing.